This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I'll give you the good and the bad news here on free agency as, what are we, about a month, 5 weeks away from that launching league-wide. The Cowboys obviously getting an earlier start than we had hoped on it as we're in our final Cowboys Monday of the year and looking forward to watching other teams participate in the playoffs for a second year in a row. First time under 500. In back-to-back seasons in 23 years. Hopefully they have a tremendous amount of urgency and they aren't looking at this the same way they have for really the last 15, 20 seasons. It's been a long time. 2011, they almost got Nnamdi Asamoah. 2012, they got Brandon Carr. You know, since then, you really got to fast forward to this year when they got George Pickens and Quinnen Williams for, you know, a big type of acquisitions from outside of the organization. 972 has a question. Jim Schwartz for DC, is he out in Cleveland? It's hard to say right now.
You see what happens when you fire the head coach, that the ownership group general manager will keep all the assistants under contract until the new coach is hired. But there's word that they want to keep Jim Schwartz in Cleveland if they can.
Yep. It's what they're saying is they'd prefer to keep him. So we'll have to see if Jim likes the new head coach. Is that how that comes down to?
If the new head coach doesn't have somebody already in mind, then if he has somebody in mind, then Jim Schwartz could probably go. But in fact, if Matt Eberflus gets fired, the Cowboys will keep all the assistant coaches until a new defensive coordinator's hired.
There's some good ones out there. Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons staff has been let go. Jim Leonard in Denver a lot of folks have been talking about. There's some good names out there. The only thing, my only opinion is I want Shoddy to be able to go out and find the guy that he thinks fits his culture and fits his mantra and his philosophy of coaches. And if they do that, then I think there's a pretty good chance they'll get a good result on it one way or another, no matter who it is. But I'm not listening for names. I mean, were we thinking Clayton Adams when it was time to go find an OC? No.
No.
But Shoddy, you know, was doing an exhaustive search and looking for the guys with the traits, with the adaptability, I believe, marrying, you know, players to scheme, prioritizing, you know, ways to keep the opposition guessing right before, during, and after the snap. Like I think what Shoddy did offensively, I want to double down on that and see what he can bring to the defense. But I don't think anything's going to work without better players. That's why I'm getting ready here to talk about free agency here with you. Quinnen Williams exit interview quote. He says, a lot of people kind of put the blame on the coaching all the time. As players, we got to take accountability because we are on the field. And I love that. You know, I think between that and what Jerry said, as far as this defensive letdown has been 6 or 7 years in the making, is the kind of accountability and look in the mirror. We don't need a scapegoat. We don't need the idea that, wow, Eberflus really screwed this up and you bring in a new guy and he's going to make magic with this. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you look at the common themes between last year with Mike Zimmer and this year. It's like the reason this defense has struggled a lot is not because Mike Zimmer and Matt Eberflus are bad coaches.
Yeah.
It's because you've left them with a bare cupboard and asked them to mask your shortcomings.
Amen.
And maybe they failed a little bit at doing that, but even the best coaching job would have been well under average these last 2 years.
Yeah, he might be protecting Aaron Whitecotton too with the coaching comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's his guy. You know, so okay. maybe he's trying to say, you know, we have to look at his you know, players' uh-huh. responsibility and stuff. I don't think you're wrong, but they need better players. There is a clearly a void in talent on their defensive side of the football.
Yeah, I mean, if you just go look at the defensive depth chart, like yeah. how many of those guys are you like, yep, they've got to be back next year. That's a capable NFL starter they've got to bring this guy back. And there's maybe four. And some of them, it's just because, like, well, they're under contract, so they're not going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, the future of Deron Bland, I think, is a question right now of how he's going to play when he comes back. But he's going to be here, right? So you've got, obviously, Quinnen Williams would be number one. That's your best player right now. But otherwise, it is a very, very talent poor. The personnel is just not good enough on defense.
Would you guys consider it a positive if they re-signed Clowney?
Yeah,
Clowney was one of your better defensive players, right? This season,
absolutely.
Overall,
yeah, no question.
Would you consider that a positive thing to be doing now?
Yeah, it'd be a good thing.
Spending money on Clowney.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just stop with that.
If you couldn't go get a significant upgrade, I think the objective should be let's get significantly better than Clowney. He had, what, 8.5 sacks
right.
in about 12, 13 games?
13 games, yeah.
So he was a decent player. And if you can't find better in free agency or trade, then having him and Ezeraku and then going into the draft like thinking we're still hunting our star, but now we have quality depth.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. But he's about to get into his 13th season.
Yeah.
You know, and he's always been injury prone.
Yeah.
He was slowing down last year.
Yeah.
He kind of started to look like an old man at times. Okay, so the good news is there are players at all the positions of need inside the top 20 players here at free agency for the Cowboys. The bad news is this is not a good year for superstars in free agency. Like, I think if you're going to go out and try to fix this team in free agency, you're going to have to do it with quantity. You're going to have to raise your collective floor because you go out and sign 3, 4, or 5 of these guys and fix yourself by being in position, by being more fundamentally sound. But you're not finding game breakers. Like, George Pickens, I think, is the only superstar in his prime in free agency in the NFL this year. I don't see anybody else. But if you want to, you know, get an edge, there's Trey Hendrickson, who's old and hurt, or there's, you know, young and hurt in Jalen Phillips. There is the Chargers, is it Odafe Owe?
Yeah.
The Ravens traded for him in October. He's been 12th in pressure since then, but hasn't had a full-time role with the Chargers. The Seahawks edge, Boye Mafe,
mm-hmm.
who also didn't start. He has only 2 sacks this year, could keep his salary low. He had 9 sacks in 2023, I think 6 or 7 last year, and then for whatever reason, Coach McDonald didn't quite like him as much. Quay Walker would be an upgrade at linebacker, but he's not fixing anything. He's going to get tackles. But, you know, the big plays, he struggles in space. There's Devin Lloyd, who is just broken out. After being in the NFL for 4 years, he had a tremendous finish to the last 5 games of the season. You're like, did it just take him 4 years to figure it out? Or are you going to trust the 5 games at the end over the 50 games that led up to that point and think, here is a linebacker that can fix our issues? You know, that seems pretty risky to me. You got the tackle, Rashid Walker, that Chief mentioned on Friday. A sufficient replacement-level left tackle. I think you got a similar quality player in Guyton. There's also Braden Smith of the Colts, who has 0 Pro Bowls to his name. And these guys are in the top 20 of or top 15 of free agency. If you want a safety, too bad. The Rams just extended Quinton Lake on Friday. They said, we're not letting this guy hit free agency.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
And you want corner. you're looking at solid but not spectacular Alante Taylor, who, you know, would have led you in pass breakups this year with 11 of them. He had two picks this year. Or maybe Tariq Woolen with Seattle. So, I just wanted to hit you with some of those names and kind of give you an idea of what you're looking at. Like, I don't think they can make this defense significantly better in free agency. I think you can patch holes with replacement level guys. Do you guys agree or disagree with that assessment on free agency 2026?
I mean, I think all these guys are still major upgrades for the Cowboys roster. Like, I'm with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With you, and that's the trouble with free agency and why Steven doesn't want to play in these waters, because you're probably going to overpay for players that aren't worth that type of dollar.
Teams usually don't let really good players get here. Yeah.
But you've got to find a way to fill some holes. And, you know, whether it's some of these corners that you're looking at, if it's a Jamel Dean from the Bucks who's a free agent, do you want to go and get Kobe Bryant from Seattle? Seattle's got a lot of players that they're going to have to decide on, and I don't know if they have the money to pay all these guys. Jalen Watson's a corner from Kansas City that'll be available.
I like him.
So, I mean, there's some guys, but you're right. Like, none of them are like, oh my gosh, I'm looking at this on paper and I'm thinking I've just added a Pro Bowl player. But I think all of them would be massive upgrades and a step in the right direction for the Cowboys. We might end up, you know, complaining and moaning about the contract in hindsight that they're overpaying. But we can't be hypocritical and want them to go out and address needs in free agency. You know that you're probably overpaying for most of these guys. They've hit on the Javonte Williams that are cheap guys. They end up, okay, awesome, you hit a home run. But you still have to fill out your roster with guys that I think are going to be Matt, like Devin Lloyd. He's got warts. He's going to be much better than Kenneth Murray was for you.
Yeah, no, I like that. And, you know, to marry it to what Jerry said when they got rid of Micah, this might be three or four players. Would you guys rather spend $10 to $15 million per player and add three or one superstar at 45?
Oh, I'd rather do the three. Yeah, that you because there isn't some game breaker one guy that everybody's just like, oh, you got to have this guy. There isn't even that guy on the table for you. I think you just laid it out pretty nicely. You need quantity here. You need to get three or four good, solid upgrades as starters on this defense,
and then hope to draft the impact stars.
Yeah, and then you hope that, yeah, the guys that you draft, I mean, with the 12th pick, it's fair to have an expectation that that guy's going to end up being a really, really good player for you. But you're in a tough situation. I mean, you've backed yourself into a corner right now. You'd love to just supplement with free agency and, oh, here's one or two guys, cool, because we've done everything else right, but you haven't. So if you want to win in this window, which is like 2 or 3 years right now with Dak, then you got to say, hey, forget conventional wisdom. Our defense is disgusting, and that's our fault. And if we want any hope of fixing it, we need four starters in free agency for sure.
Yeah, I guess the good news is when you miss on all those drafts, you don't have a ton of guys coming up for free agency anymore that are going to demand that they get paid.
Yeah.
Especially after what you did last offseason. But this team has, you know, a significant amount of needs, and I would rather fix it without trading for guys, because now they're in a situation where you don't have excess draft capital. Like, you've kind of exhausted all of that. You need these two first to give yourself a chance of finding the young. But, I mean, you look at edge, linebacker, corner, you know, maybe safety. Do you guys want to bring back Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson?
No.
Absolutely not.
They're that bad?
And I think that they're going to bring back Hooker.
I've tried to get rid of Hooker for 3 years.
Yeah, I think all the safeties need to be replaced.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many position groups, when you're looking at the Cowboys, do you feel like we can stand pat on? It's
defensive tackle? Defensively, it's just D-tackle.
Yeah, just defensive tackle, yeah.
And then wide receiver, tight end, interior offensive line, quarterback, running back on the offensive side. Now, but where do we go at tackle, I think, is, you know, the big thing right now. Like, how good do you feel about Guyton after two seasons of average play and a lot of injuries?
Well, that's the problem. I'm not so much worried about the average play. It's the injuries. I can't get the guy to be better than average because he doesn't play.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't get any better. But so, you know, if you were really good in free agency and kind of were able to chip away at the linebacker and the corner and the safeties and all that, you could open yourself up to being able to draft an offensive tackle if you wanted to. You could open up yourself to drafting Marinoa from Miami. You could. But you have to be able to, if you don't play in free agency or try to address it, then you're stuck picking defensive players. And we've kind of talked about, you're better off picking edges and corners. Those are the most expensive positions. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen Lloyd play yet. I have seen Devin Bush play. Devin Bush would be a big upgrade here. Now, I don't know if anybody
else
can get
him for under 10 mil.
Yeah, I mean, Devin Bush just had a big pick six yesterday. He's had some legal issues that have been going on. But, yeah, I mean, he's been a good player.
Is he beating anybody up? Is he doing that? Is he an abusive guy or something like that?
Because
if he's like hitting women, I can't bring him in.
I don't think I've seen anything
on
that.
He was not found guilty on assault charges.
Not guilty?
But it was assaulting his girlfriend.
Okay.
But not guilty. Not guilty.
Not guilty. By a court of law?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm talking about bringing Devin Bush in, okay? Now, this, you know, could this be a problem? I don't know. But you're in that situation right now where you're going to have to – I think you're going to have to try and
sign – Well, you brought in Perry and Winfrey, you know. I think as long as the guy – you trust him moving forward, it was a bad night,
yeah.
You know, and you feel like this is a significant position of need and the courts have cleared him.
Yeah.
You know, you're in such a position of need now where you really can't be too choosy.
You got to choose between this. This is where it's going to come down to for me at linebacker potentially. Quay Walker at 26, Devin Bush at 28, Devin Lloyd at 28. That's where everybody else is in their 30s, like 30, 33, 34,
I think
37.
You could add N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe
Dean. They might think he's too small. But
he's another banged up guy or whatever, but he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Well, coaches are being fired out here and retained. Pete Carroll is gone with the Raiders after just one season.
They owe him two more years. Pete's happy with that.
Yeah.
They got to pay. I think the Raiders are on the hook for $50 million in coaches' salaries.
It's hilarious, man. Their run that they've been on.
It's unbelievable.
Move to Vegas really freed up some cash for him.
A lot
it?
Of
it
cash.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But things are different with Spytek and Brady with these Raiders, aren't they? I think
Spytek had something to do with Pete Carroll coming in.
Okay. Yeah, as we mentioned, Kevin Stefanski is out of there in Cleveland, but they're saying they want to keep Jim Schwartz. The Colts are sticking with Shane Steichen. The Bengals are staying with Zach Taylor. The Cardinals have let Jonathan Gannon go. So
Jonathan Gannon's an interesting one to monitor.
For a defensive coordinator job, absolutely.
With Clayton Adams in Indy. They've got a relationship. So I wonder if that'd be one in-house, you know, if shot and he knows the division.
Yep.
He did a good job, obviously, with the Eagles, and that's how he landed that job in Arizona. Is he a guy that maybe, you know, Shoddy talks with Clayton about, and they're like, yeah, we'd be interested in Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, okay, this is where you're at, though, with that, and it's cool, and I totally agree with you. Is he another guy that if he has a good year, is he going to get another sniff as a coach?
That's a good question.
And we're back to square one of having to find a guy. To me, the Jim Schwartz, the guys that have kind of had their day in the sun, those are the guys you need to be kind of talking to that might not get another head coach and sniff, that all of a sudden they become Dick Fangio and people like that.
Or Spags.
Yeah, exactly. Where they're not interested
Spags
in going.
A look here from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe they go with the Spags. I doubt he gets that job, but they're doing some weird stuff with who they're interviewing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.